Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's why I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you so much, and welcome to the Video Game Review live on a Halloween night. Except for those of you on the East Coast, technically, it's November. It's All Souls Day. Rick Tittle with you from San Francisco's Sports Byline USA, the network that invented all sports talk back in the 80s. And however you're listening to us, it's great to have you with us as we talk video games for the next hour. With you, your participation is encouraged. There's a toll-free line, and I'll tell you the number. One, it kind of sucks when I don't, so here it is. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. That gets you in and gets you heard coast to coast and border to border. We are also proudly on SB Nation Radio as well. Go to the website sbnationlive.com to hear the shows. You can hear us on sportsbyline.com, obviously. And if you'd like to write me an email, the email address also to win the video game I give away at 40 after the hour, it's rick@sportsbyline.com. And at the end of the show, we'll address that too. For the cheat code request, that's right. Some people think I only talk about sports video games. I talk about all video games. And you're my unpaid correspondent, so come on in. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Once again, don't write it down. Dial it up. 1-800-878-PLAY. You ain't got no alibi, you ugly girl. Now, happy Halloween night to all my freaks out there. The manhole lids lifting up, the garbage bins swinging open, all my freaks out there. You can dress like we did at Oakland Raider games, except you can do it now, every stadium, wherever you might happen to be. We are proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network worldwide. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. If you're in the military, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, all Apple applications for receiving the programming. We're on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2 as well. Coming up after a quick break, we're going to talk to a, just for Halloween, a little Halloween fun, a scary actor, and he's got the comics as well, and then we're going to get into the video game talk. It's all next. Don't go away. We got an hour of the video game review. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
The double play!
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration, an air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/morerewarding. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Here's a COVID-19 update pertaining to cruise travel. Everyone wants to get away and go on a vacation. But let's face it, there's a COVID fear factor out there. But here's some good news. Taking a cruise is probably the safest place you can be right now. All cruise lines have initiated very thorough testing requirements for all passengers and employees. They've also enhanced their air filtration systems, continual cleaning of the cruise ships, and have much stricter occupancy limitations. What that means for you is you can have peace of mind knowing you can have a wonderful vacation on a cruise ship without putting yourself in a severe risk of getting sick. Make your cruise vacation plans now. Call and let one of Viva Voyage's cruise experts help you find the safest cruise package at the lowest rates of the year.
800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. 800-585-4760. That's 800-585-4760.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Last Halloween time, we had him on, and it wouldn't be Halloween without him. Bill Moseley is with us, and if you've ever seen a scary movie, you might have seen Bill, and he's here to talk about, well, you got a lot to talk about, Bill. First of all, how's it going, and is this kind of like your time of year, your Christmas, 4th of July, New Year's Day, all wrapped up into one?
Yeah, I'm throwing a birthday on November 11th, Armistice Day, and yeah, this is my time of year, man.
So the question I'll have is, I mean, we know about your past and things you've been in, but you got some new stuff, huh?
I do, yes. This year, actually just about a month ago, a new movie I did with Nick Cage called Prisoners of the Ghostland opened up, and I think it might be still in a few theaters, and it's certainly available online. Stars Nick Cage. We shot it at the end of 2019 in Japan, and it's a crazy mashup between cowboys and samurai and all kinds of stuff, with Nick Cage calling it the craziest movie he's ever made. So that's saying something.
So what was that guy like? You know, was he always delivering his lines like this, or was he funny, or was he, you know, recalcitrant? Was he a maverick, or was he your new best friend?
You know, he was an actor's actor. I mean, he does have an Oscar, and he certainly deserved it for leaving Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little, you know, I didn't know what to expect, really. So I was a little nervous to work with him, and he was totally prepared, totally in character, into it, a good guy off the offset, and I really had a ball working with him. I thought it was just great.
Now, for you, when people, you know, they sort of point out, you know, is it Chop Top? Is it Possum? When somebody sees you, you know, walking down the street, what do you usually get?
I usually get nothing because people don't recognize me. I usually get out of my way, buddy. Or, you know, you got a buck. I am probably the least recognized actor I know, that has been in a lot of stuff. I'm shocked, actually, when people come up to me, say, in the supermarket in Los Angeles and say, "Are you Bill Moseley?" And I go, "Yeah, yeah, I am." I mean, it's such a surprise because it never happens.
Do they bring you to Comic-Con and things like that?
I used to go to the San Diego Comic-Con quite a bit. I do a lot of horror conventions and haunted attractions. Wherever there's, bats and werewolves, you'll probably find me, sooner or later.
And you know what's funny, too, is that in Hollywood, sometimes they say it's a young man, it's a young girl's game, and yet when you look at your filmology in the last 10 years, and it looks like you're making, four, five, six movies a year.
It looks like it. You can't believe everything you read on IMDb, unfortunately. If I were in every movie that was posted on there, I think I'd be a millionaire. But
you weren't in Gone with the Wind then, huh?
No, I wasn't in Gone with the Wind. The nice thing about the horror genre is the older and uglier you get, the more work you get. So that's certainly not quite the young man, young woman's game. So for that, I'm very grateful.
Yeah, it reminds me of the story.
The older and uglier I get, I'm getting these jobs, so it's good.
Yeah, it reminds me of the story I heard Steve Buscemi say one time where the Coen brothers are like, "Yeah, we're doing this movie called Fargo, and you're going to play this character. You're going to be really weird and ugly." And he's like, "Well, what type of makeup?" And they went, "No makeup."
Yeah, right, exactly. It's like Jim Sydow in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the cook. He didn't have any makeup at all, and he was probably the weirdest looking one of the bunch. A
couple more questions for Bill Moseley. I think out of all the movies you've been in, my favorite and cult classic, Ash Housewares, Army of Darkness. I mean, that one, it's one of those movies you're just going around the dial, and it's like, I've seen it 50 times, but I'll watch it again. It's that good.
I was just in Lexington, Kentucky last weekend for Scarefest, mm-hmm. and I had dinner with Bruce Campbell, Evil Ash, Ash and Evil Ash, and he's a great guy. He picked up the tab, which was also very exciting. And it was with Bruce Campbell and Ted Raimi, Sam Raimi, the director of all the Evil Dead, his younger brother. And Ted was also in Army of Darkness, so it was a little AOD reunion. And we had a ball. Bruce is a really funny guy. I mean, he goes through about 30 different characters every, 5 minutes in conversation. He just is an amazing guy. And every once in a while, you just have to kind of, slap the side of your head and go, "Oh, my God, there he is, it's Ash." So it was a lot of fun. He's a really, really good guy. Most of these guys are, like Doug Bradley, Kane Hodder, Gunnar Hansen, R.I.P., Sid Haig, R.I.P., Ken Forey. There's so many of these, the guys that, and the girls that play the monsters, Elvira. They're all really, very well-centered, grounded people, which is just the last thing you would expect. You would think that they are sacrificing chickens and, et cetera, et cetera. But they're all really cool and really fun to be with.
It's very cool. I was in Boise in July, and at the hotel I was in, they had their Halloween festival. And this was July, like I said, and there were just dozens and dozens of people all dressed up. And, it was almost like this little expo. Everybody had, there were like paranormal people. And so when you said Scarefest, I guess these things aren't just for October, huh?
They're year round. I probably do, am invited to, at least maybe two a month. So that's pretty much year round. I'm actually going to be in Chicago toward, I think it's right after Halloween, Thanksgiving, for Days of the Dead Chicago in November. There's plenty of horror conventions all over the place and all times of year, and which is fun for me and fun for the fans. So, you know, especially now that things are starting to open up after COVID. COVID kind of put a damper, of course, on everything. But, you know, it seems like when I have done conventions this year as they open up, I, you know, as I'm taking pictures of people, I say, oh, by the way, I'm vaccinated. And they will, you know, invariably look at me and say, so are we. So I was really surprised that the horror fans, for the most part, are vaccinated. And, you know, as I say, we like our horror on screen instead of the ER.
No doubt. It's Bill Moseley, everybody. As he mentioned, Prisoners of the Ghostland with Nicolas Cage. And look for him next month in a horror comedy called Hayride to Hell as Bill plays the lead role of Farmer Sam. Bill, always great having you on, man. Appreciate it. Have a good Halloween, and let's do it again.
That sounds great. Happy Halloween to you and to, you know, everybody around the globe, man. It's a great time of year.
All right, good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back on Sports Byline.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world. And lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We'll give away a game in the next segment. It is Halloween. And I want to bring up a couple of spooky things. Do you remember the creepy corrupted doll that destroyed hundreds of Sim 3 games? The doll moved from person to person via the Sim 3 exchange, and it was incredibly hard to remove. Because if there's one thing guaranteed to wound anyone who plays video games, it's a corrupted save file. And in fact, my all-time, and I hope I don't have one worse than this, but my all-time worst was Wind Waker on the GameCube, which I loved, and by far the greatest game ever on the GameCube. And I had the map all spread out on the table, and I was going island to island, and weeks and weeks and weeks put in, and they had the little memory cards, and then I turned it on, and there was nothing there. I don't know where it went. I didn't pull it out while the game was on, but there was no way in heck I was going to start that game over again. But when you think about The Sims, all the hours, days, weeks, and months that go in can go down the drain in a minute. And in 2010, at the peak of The Sims 3 franchise, there was a secret virus transmitting from player to player, corrupting save files, destroying countless in-game legacies without ever showing up on screen. It infested people's games, it created lag, and it created a lot of unplayable lots, and it came in the form of a creepy, haunted-looking doll. Not unlike Annabelle, but it had more of a pageboy haircut. There are no braids. So, The Sims, of course, were then, are now, a haven for the modding community. And from the earliest iterations, modders would create all sorts of things. In-game items from clothes to character traits. And upon the creation, they'd be uploaded to the popular downloading websites like Mod the Sims or The Sims Resource, Sims Exchange. The Sims Exchange was the one that was sort of known as being less reliable. And that's where this doll showed up. And the doll had its start of a piece of custom content called Girl Doll Dressed, which sounds like someone who doesn't have English as their first language, but who knows? Girl Doll Dressed, cloned from the in-game teddy bear and designed to look as though the toddlers were played with realistic dolls. Now, this is all coming to mind from a recent article I saw on CNET.com. So, the doll got uploaded to the exchange, and it was a piece of content from a reputable creator and was quickly downloaded by a lot of players. Unfortunately, that file was faulty, and it would infect games that it was downloaded into. And the creator who unknowingly unleashed the doll didn't realize it was corrupt until 2 months after uploading. But by this point, the doll had spread over dozens of games. And so there was a tweet from Asari Huntress that said, OMG, just watched some video about some Sims doc CC doll that somehow got corrupted, made it to a virus, and broke a bunch of people's games and couldn't be deleted. Once it had infected every game, didn't help it. The doll looked like a creepily haunted weird doll. Weird. Well, yeah, from lag to corrupted save files to game crashes, the doll was inadvertently responsible for countless hours of lost gameplay. And to make matters worse, the file was not visible on mod screens nor in any download for the game. And removing it was a challenge because the doll's bug would spread and any lots or packagers uploaded from the games that had the doll present would find themselves uploading with the doll attached. There was no escaping it. And so subsequent downloads of infected packages would spread the doll even further. And so in this tide of the corrupted doll became so strong that EA Sports in the game, EA had to step in. And modders and developers tried to find a solution. And finally, Glitzy Angel discovered a way to wipe the doll's existence from the game. But there was a popular Sims YouTuber named Plumella, published a video on it. And just as a result of the corrupted doll incident, players became a lot more savvy when it came to custom content that they were going to download. And The Sims, I think, has always kind of leaned into the, if you want to call it the paranormal, but whatever. But I just think on Halloween, it's interesting to remember one of the scariest ones of all time. Now, I also brought up, I saw this on Screen Rant, and I thought I would save it for Halloween. And it's one of these lists, right? And it's good talk show fodder. But they have the scariest games from the 8 and 16-bit era. And I know I talked about this a little bit on the show last week. But on Halloween, let's bring it up, they had the top 10 Castlevania Bloodlines from the Genesis, Nosferatu on the Super Nintendo, Super Metroid on the Super Nintendo, Castlevania Rondo of Blood. This is on the TurboGrafx-16. Clock Tower on the Super Nintendo. Out of This World, Super Nintendo. The Immortal on the Genesis. Chiller on the NES. Uninvited on the NES. And then they have the scariest game of all time from the 8 and 16-bit era as Splatterhouse 2 on the Genesis. Remember, Splatterhouse 1 was the reason I picked up a TurboGrafx-16. When it was a little bit passe, but the guy playing Jason, I mean, a hockey mask, was named Rick. You might remember. But as I look through all those games, and Out of This World was creepy. I love that game. But the only game to me that's really terrifying out of this whole list was Clock Tower. And long before Resident Evil kind of set the standard for what a survival horror game was, Clock Tower was one of those games that was trying to get their say in because it felt kind of like a 2D predecessor to that with some elements of Alone in the Dark. Remember the French game from Infogrames? And in that game, you were in a spooky house and you walked out and the two guys that would attack you, one would say, "Hi, guy." And the other one would say, "Morning, sir." It still sticks with me. It's kind of like Blades of Steel. Faithful. But it was macabre, Brett Favre. Very macabre. And to me, the little guy with the large pair of shears, that's the one that sticks out the most. That was the most horrifying. That's the one that I really, really was scared of. Now, that being said, today, well, not today, a couple days ago, but it was announced that Saw producers, Saw the movie, the producers Mark Berg and Oren Kuhls have confirmed that Lionsgate is going to be looking to develop brand new video games for the franchise. Now, in the late 2000s, Konami published two Saw video games, which both took place between the first and the two films, and the games, well, they stunk. They were not good. And so the Saw film franchise end of the year, the second game was released, and since then there have been two other films, and Saw has crossed over with games by, like, Dead by Daylight, and so Konami never made a third game, and then multimedia plans for the series have largely ceased to exist, but Saw used to release a new film entry every year, but Lionsgate has slowed down the series, so, but nonetheless, the release of Spiral from the Book of Saw, the studio now wants to be more bullish on pushing this Saw franchise. And so, similarly, we saw during a Reddit AMA with the two producers, Berg and Cools, it was confirmed that Saw games, plural, with an S, are on the way. And when asked whether or not any of the new games would be coming to the current gen consoles, they said, yes, definitely, that's what we're going to be doing. So, remember, Jigsaw was in Call of Duty Warzone, and many a time I played with Jigsaw alongside me. I was never Jigsaw, because I've never forked out a penny for a skin. I earn it or I don't. The game looks exactly the same to you. It's what everybody else sees you as. I don't care if somebody just sees me as a regular recruit. But as for what shape the new Saw video game is going to be, that's still a mystery. And listen, games have evolved a lot in the last decade plus since one came out. But, you know, developers have also figured out how to create enticing branching stories like the Telltale-esque blends of just adventure and even point-and-click mechanics, which is something that might make for a Saw game. Right? Put the key in the whatever. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. We'll give away a brand new game, and we'll tell you what's new this week on the shelves and your calls. 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle. It's the Video Game Review.
When you want to protect your IRA or 401k, don't trust it to just anyone's hands. It's your money. You earned it, and you deserve the best protection available. That's where Augusta Precious Metals comes in. We've provided gold and silver IRAs to thousands of Americans, including Joe Montana himself, the Hall of Fame quarterback. Augusta is trusted by all these people because we have a simple process requiring little more than a phone call to book an appointment for a one-on-one web conference on the benefits of buying gold inside your IRA. Our objective, to educate you on the economy and on the way Americans are using gold as an important part of their wealth protection plans. So do what Joe Montana did. Protect your IRA with gold and silver. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now.
800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
The Video Game Review.
Much and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. It is time to give away a game. This is what we do at 40 after the hour on every show. And this is what we do. It's a brand new game. I ask you a very simple question. And the person with the second correct answer at the email address will win. So the name of the game is Dollhouse. And this is available on the Apple Macintosh. I guess that don't need to say Apple, do I? The PC, the PS4, and the Switch. I have it here for the Switch. Dollhouse. And this game is developed by Creazen. C-R-E-A-Z-N. Creazen. Published by Soadesco. Could it be harder to read? Published by Soadesco. Developed by Creazen. It's also available on Linux. Let me read you the summary. In the noir horror game Dollhouse, you will be entering the mind of Marie, a detective trying to unravel her past. As she crawls deeper and deeper into her mind, she slowly discovers that she might not be who she really thinks she is. What do you think of that? Now, my question is this game a game about horror, or is this game a game about going to the beach? Let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Once again, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Now, there's also, beyond this, you might remember in the last show, I had Paula Garces on, who was the actress that played Maria in the Harold and Kumar movies. She's come out with her own video game called The Luna, which is pretty cool. And I'll tell you this, and this is pretty cool as well. I'm not even going to ask you a question. I have some free codes for a Luna on PC. If you write to me and say the first five people who ask for them, and you could do that at rick at sportsbyline.com. You can tweet me at Rick Tittle, T-I-T-T-L-E, or my Facebook page, which is Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Once again, if you want a Luna for the PC, I have five free codes. First five, get it, rick at sportsbyline.com, or tweet me at Rick Tittle, T-I-T-T-L-E. And the Facebook page, you can write me a note, rick at sportsbyline.com, and I will get those to you for a Luna. All right. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I come bearing gifts, don't I? Don't I? I saw something 2 days ago that made me a little bit sick to my stomach, that Sony was bragging that in the first quarter of this year, they sold 3.3, in the most recent quarter, I should say, because, you know, as you get to October, November, December is the last quarter. So when September ended, they said in that quarter they had sold 3.3 million PlayStation 5s, and so now their total is 13.4 million units. And we are now that it's October 31st, we are now going to be one full year in, whereas I can't get one. I mean, I could get one if I paid $1,000. They are just simply not available. And I know there was a global pandemic, and I know there was a chip shortage, I know all that stuff. I was here for it, as were you. But it just seems weird for them to brag instead of just being what they were saying before, like, we're really sorry, we're really sorry, we're trying to get as much as we can. I mean, and I understand, this isn't like diamonds. You know, there's enough diamonds to saturate the earth, but if you released all of them, they'd be useless. You got to release diamonds little by little. They'll have their value. Some people say that's even the same thing with petroleum, gasoline. It's a dime a dozen, but you got to hoard it to make it worth something. I don't believe Sony is hoarding this. I almost said whore. I don't believe they're hoarding them because every one they make, they're going to make $500 at least. With at least the one that the disc version. So we have seen PS4 hardware sales continue to dwindle. But in the most recent quarter, Sony had 200,000 PS4 sales. That's not bad. Now, the software was strong with over 76 million units. That's up from the quarter before that. It's the sort of progression you'd expect to see given the time and market of these, you know, first and third party games when no one can get their hands on a PS5. So, as I said, if you go on eBay, the cheapest one you're going to get, you're going to have to fork out $750. And it's a, you know, if there was a game that I absolutely couldn't live without, of course you can always live without it, but if there's a game I actually absolutely couldn't live without, I probably would have forked out. I'd like to think I wouldn't, but there's not. $500 for a video game system when I already have a ton of video game systems is already obscene enough, and I'm more than willing to part with $500. I'm not willing to part with $1,000. It's just I would feel like too much of a sucker. Now, if I was rich, I wouldn't care. All right. Also, Sony this week, now that they have PlayStation games on Steam, Sony has changed the labeling now, the publishing name. It's called PlayStation PC LLC. It used to be called PlayStation Mobile. And so they did it without any fanfare. People just seem to notice, and then these forums, they start talking about it. Did you see that? Yeah, I noticed that, blah, blah, blah. Well, the PC company was formed earlier this year, so the rebranding of PlayStation PC is interesting because if you think about having a game like Horizon Zero Dawn and then saying, well, can you make it available to PC players? Yeah, we'll put it on Steam. They did that in August. And then Days Gone was put on in February. Sony is bringing God of War to the PC coming up January 5th, 14th. And they also said that Uncharted Legacy of Thieves Collection is going to be on at some point in 2022. And the head of PlayStation's studios there, Herman Hulst, he said it was in June. He said, I want to emphasize that PlayStation will remain the best place to play our PlayStation Studios titles at launch, but we do value PC gamers and will continue to look at the right times to launch each game. Then, now that's the head of the studios, the head of Sony Interactive, Jim Ryan. He said, there's an opportunity to expose those great games to a wider audience and recognize the economics of game development, which are not always straightforward. The cost of making games goes up with each cycle as the caliber of the IP has improved. Also, our ease of making it available to non-console owners has grown, so it's a fairly straightforward decision for us to make. I'm quoting that from a GQ article. So, look, the more hands you can get on it, the better it is, right? I agree. Also, this week, in fact, it was earlier today I read this, and this happens a lot, but when it hits close to home, in a good way, I like to bring it up. But another sealed Super Mario Bros. 2 game was sold at auction in Indiana, and I was thinking like Ottumwa, Indiana, Walter Day. But anyway, this is from 1988, and it was found in the back of a walk-in closet. And it's near mint, And by the way, they found this in a place called Floyd's Knobs. That's the name of the town. Both with an S. Floyd's Knobs. Remember the Super Bowl with the Niners and the Ravens a few years ago and the power went out? And they found out where the power had gone off at a grid hub. Remember where that was? Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky. I crap you negative. Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky. Anyway, Floyd's Knob. And it sold for more than $88,000. $88,550. $88,000. Now, in July, a copy of Super Mario 64 sold for $1.5 million, and that is the most ever. But Legend of Zelda fetched $870,000. A Super Mario Brothers game in August sold for $660,000. So, yeah, this one went for $88,000, only $88,000, because it was an 8-bit game. But once again, you got something, or I should say, you got something in the back of your closet. It was perhaps maybe never opened. And I think that's something that you might want to look into there, Maynard, because that is going to bring you a pretty penny. There's no doubt. Not just a pretty penny, but a penny. Make sure you get that going. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. Let's get to the new releases, shall we? Which will be Tuesday, unless otherwise noted. Conway, Disappearance, an adventure game, PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, and Xbox. Instant Sports, Winter Games, Switch, party game. Monster Crown, an RPG in the PS4 and Xbox One. Tunchi, an action beat-em-up roguelike, Switch, PS4, PC. World War Z, that's on the Switch. We also have a few arcade compilations for the Evercade and the Evercade VS. One is called Technos Arcade 1. One is called Galico Arcade. One is Atari Arcade 1. And one is Data East Arcade 1. When I saw the Data East logo, it brought back a lot of memories from back in the day. Just Dance 2022 is on the Switch, Xbox, Stadia, PS5, and PS4. Space Lines from the Far Out, Xbox, PC, Xbox One, Action Party Sim. Where Cards Fall, a PC Switch puzzle game. The Binding of Isaac, PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox, Xbox One, Action RPG Roguelike. Demon Turf, a platformer on the PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, and Xbox. Star Sand, an action survival game on the PC. Blade and Sorcery Nomad. This is a quest game. Action, fantasy, medieval, and of course, Oculus Quest. It's virtual reality. Mobile Suit Gundam Battle. PS4, PS5. This is an episodic RPG. Fast and Furious Spy Racers, a racing game. PS4, PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. Call of Duty Vanguard. This is one that I'm looking very much forward to. I am looking very much forward to that. That's on the PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One. Now, the good people at Call of Duty always let me have it free. Let's hope that continues, because then I can give you guys one free. And then one more game, Len's Island, LEN'S, on the Mac and PC. An adventure action game. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with a cheat code on the other side.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
The Video Game Review.
And welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle with you. We close it out with the cheat code that you request. Send them to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. This is from JR. JR writes in from Henderson, Nevada, and he said, Rick, how do I unlock the special cup in the time trials? I actually know what you're talking about. You're talking about Super Mario Kart on the SNES. Well, there's that special cup. You have to be, I'm just telling you right now, if you're not that good, forget it. I'm not saying don't follow your dreams, but still, to access it in the time trials, select your racer, then push left on the pad to move the cursor beside the mushroom cup. Then, you ready? Left, right, left, right, right, A. Once again, push in the time trials, push left on the pad, move the cursor beside the mushroom cup. Left, right, left, right, A. Then you'll see the special cup appear below the star cup. And then you really have to show what you're made out of to get it. Get it, girl. And if you're good, then remember, there are a couple places where you're going to have to jump over a wall. It's a lot of work. But I like the ambition, and JR, thanks for the email. Keep them coming all week to rick@sportsbyline.com. All right, thanks for tuning in. We'll get back to your 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk, and we'll see you next time on the video game.